Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Gosh, I got bad hair. That's what happens when it snows. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, that's why in California everybody has great hair and weaves and extensions, and their hair just looks awesome because you don't really get a lot of rain, you don't really get a lot of snow. Now, this week, everybody's hair is messed up. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We got Jason working the dials today. So, President Biden has a $1.9 trillion package, and a lot of goodies in that package. Some people think it's way too much money. Some people think it's not even going to cut it. And when you look at what, you know, he plans to spend it on, I think there's some good, but I... You know, in my family, when somebody wants to spend a certain amount of money, I will, you know, listen. I act like I don't listen, you know. I'm, like, busy and I'm working all the time. I'm like, what are you going to spend it on? What? How? Who? What? Well, yeah, I'm going to buy this new game and it's going to cost me $100. Really? I'll go, let me see if I can find it cheaper. And I'll go online if I can find it cheaper. There, we do it this way. And the kids have kind of learned to, you know, either run it by me if they want to save money, or if they don't want to delay, not tell me, because I'm going to be like, wait a second, can we kind of take a look and make sure that we're getting the best bang for our buck? Are we really getting, you know, $100 worth of whatever? Because I hate wasting money. When you grow up in a family like mine, where all you heard was stories of the Holocaust, the stories of the Depression and the Dust Bowl and eat your plate and why are you wasting food when there are people dying in other countries, you know, you just learn to be not so much frugal, but you don't waste money. And so when I look at the packages, and I understand that you don't have a lot of tax dollars going in, we're probably not going to have student loan money getting paid back. You start to kind of wonder, okay, wait a second. You know, are they going to write a check with their mouth that their butts can't cash? That's my favorite saying. I heard that on, it was on, I think, Below Deck. Somebody wrote a check with their mouth that her butt couldn't cash. So I want to make sure that we could cash this check. So what are some of the things that are going to be spent? $1.9 trillion. I don't even know where it's coming from. I don't even know how you could print $1.9 trillion. But COVID-19 containment and vaccination. Good. Aid to state and local governments. Increase federal spending. $750 billion for state local aid, money for vaccination, testing and tracing, and reopening schools. All right. Now, it sounds great on paper. I would really like to see that, you know. I mean, how much money are you spending on reopening schools? And what are you exactly doing? Are you hiring more staff? Are you incentivizing teachers to come back with pay? Is this because of sanitizing? Is it because you're going to be building bigger schools for more social distancing? I'd like a little clarity on that. But I get in these articles, if they have to be about 500 words, you're not going to get a lot of that detail. The vaccines are being given out for free. Nobody has to pay for their vaccine. I'm a fan of that. I am. When we're talking about a public health crisis, this is what I'm paying my taxes for. I am paying taxes so that if we do have to vaccinate people or give them care that, you know, is dealing with something that is not, you know, their fault, I'm a fan. And then in terms of hiring people or utilizing the military to give the vaccine and the supplies for that, money needs to go to that. So I'm a fan of that. Okay? Direct aid to families, $600 billion. This category includes the $1,400 per person rebate checks and the child tax credit expansion. tax credits. You usually don't hear something like that being said, you know, usually in some administrations. So, great. I like the idea of tax credits. I like the idea of family getting aid if they can't work. Right? You know, they're having trouble paying the rent. There's no jobs. Personally, I would like to see, in addition to that, the economy reopening, I'd like there to be maybe incentives for us to be able to go back to work, but that's for when, you know, that's a different conversation, different day. Aid to financially vulnerable households, $400 billion. That's going to include $400 per week in unemployment benefits and the extension of pandemic unemployment programs. So you have millions upon millions of people unemployed. And so they are going to put money into that. Now, they're going to have to, because as we discussed, if everybody will have the opportunity to go on unemployment, whether they want to work or not, the average employer is not going to be able to keep up the unemployment deposits. They're, you know, employers pay into the unemployment fund. And if the employers aren't making money, and the employees aren't coming back to work, so they can't reopen, where's the money going to come from? So I agree, the government is then going to have to step up. I really hate how reliant we are on all this, but unfortunately, that's where we are right now. And then aid to businesses. $150 billion, the category includes loans and grants to small business and paid sick leave. So, great. Businesses can't pay for sick leave anymore if it's already been extended. Sick leave is very expensive, by the way. As a business owner, you know, it, because you have to then double staff. You have to hire extra staff to take over people being gone. That costs money. So it looks like the government realizes that if they want people to have paid sick leave, they're going to have to pay for it. Keep in mind, when they withdraw their support, there might be rules in place for employers to... Somebody wants to quit, pay their unemployment. Somebody wants to go on sick leave for X amount of weeks, they continue to pay that. So, you know, the $1.9 trillion package, just on the outset, I still don't even think we'll cut it. That's my personal opinion. Because I don't see any sort of moves or recommendations, you know, from any public officials to try to induce certain industries to be able to reopen. Now, we've been talking about new industries, you know, I mean, but I'm hearing about, you know, well, you know, we're not going to continue to build the wall. We're not going to do the Keystone Pipeline. Okay, I'm hearing about job loss. So if there's going to be money being infused, you know, where we're going to be able to have jobs, you know, maybe I'll be a little bit more supportive. But from the medical front, I understand why we need that kind of money. I just don't know how we're going to print it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Doctor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are just enjoying the rain and the precipitation. We got some snow the other day, and we are just on cloud nine. Unfortunately, the rest of the country is looking at us, you know, southern Nevada peeps going, why are you guys excited by this? I mean, they are looking at some major, major snow. So California, who has been in a major drought for a while, and the West just keeps getting drier and drier. I don't, whether you want to call it global warming or climate change, I don't care what you call it. I just don't think it's my hamburger's fault, and I don't think it's my, I don't think it's, cows farting that's doing it. I just see a shift. And it just appears that the Southwest just keeps getting drier and drier. So we're not really equipped for a lot of rain, and apparently we've gotten tons. California is right now assessing the damage for the impact of its storm. Storm is moving to the east, bringing heavy precipitation to the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. Rainfall and blizzard-like conditions continue to batter the Golden State, resulting in continued danger of flash flooding and debris flows that happened over the wildfire burn scars, they're saying. The National Weather Service reported Friday that the front is going to migrate toward the Ohio Valley by Sunday. The storm is going to hit the Southwest and the Colorado Rockies and then shift over the Southern Plains. Light snow will dust the plains in the upper Mississippi Valley on Friday. I love it, you know, snow dust. It looks like powdered sugar. But at the same time, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is going to move north over the plains and into the Mississippi Valley, leading to thunderstorms and rain over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys by Saturday night. Snow and freezing rain are supposed to impact parts of the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley on Saturday, then move east. Southeast and mid-Atlantic are expected to soak overnight into Sunday. According to Fox News, temperatures will remain chilly. And as snow heads to the northeast next week, another front will move into the Pacific Northwest. I went to school in Reno, Nevada, and I, you know, see all the pictures of how much snow they're getting near the Sierra Nevadas and near Tahoe and Reno, and it's just, gosh, it really is pretty, but unfortunately dangerous. Unfortunately, in Oregon, health workers were stranded in a snowstorm on their way back from a COVID-19 vaccination event on Thursday. They went car to car injecting drivers before several of their doses expired. Wow. On Friday's area of Washington State was reported to be shrouded by freezing fog. The Weather Channel is saying that northeast winter storms are difficult to forecast. You know, because people say, well, you know, why are we getting more warning than this? I'm surprised that we get the warnings that we do. You know, I've always loved watching meteorologists, and I'm like, how can you predict it? And I'm like, is it because of all those, you know, circles and winds and, you know, I believe there is a science to it because that's how they could predict it, and boy, do they know. But also, you know, when I live in Vegas and they say we're going to get rain, a lot of times they're off by a day or two. I think it's just because it's so windy. But with Northeast, they say when a winter storm is threatening the East Coast, you usually hear the word uncertainty. And this is uttered by meteorologists in the days leading up to the storm. They say this was the case with the latest storm, Winter Storm Orlena, by the Weather Channel. This is supposed to impact the region early next week. There are signs in the models for a potentially significant snowstorm to start Friday, but the details on its track, its timing, its strength remain unclear. And we don't know how much snow is going to hit the Northeast. And so it's kind of frustrating because people are still planning vaccination clinics and you can't eat indoors less than 25% or more than 25%. So people are trying to eat outdoors. And so people are trying to figure out, you know, should they stock up? So according to theweather.com, they said here are some of the factors on why forecasting northeast winter storms could be a challenge. Okay, first, the population potentially impacted by a winter storm can top 50 million people. So the amount of attention and scrutiny snowfall forecasts around the Northeast is equally large given the impact that these storms have on schools, businesses, commerce. And they say with so much at stake, subtle differences in the track and evolution of a storm can be the difference between a high, moderate, and low impact event. These impacts not only affect those in the Northeast, but obviously can ripple to other parts of the country. When you compare that to similar difficult forecast situation in lower population regions, the amount of scrutiny and impacts are far less. So what they're basically saying is if you're going to tell New York City that they need to bunker down and then you're wrong, people get mad. I don't know about lawsuits, but boy, do people get mad. And like what we've seen with Florida, when it comes to hurricane warnings, if you are wrong on one evacuation, then the next time you tell people to evacuate, they don't listen. You know, I notice in Florida, they have a much different attitude towards hurricanes. You know, I'm like, okay, when are they evacuating? I'm seeing the hurricane come. When are they evacuating? And then the hurricane misses it. And I'm like, gosh, how do they know? Because again, if they play it safe and just keep telling everybody to evacuate from June to November every hurricane season, nobody's going to listen when a big one really does happen. Then meteorologists say that we can blame the Atlantic Ocean. They say Interstate 95 corridors' close proximity to the Atlantic Ocean can take some of the blame. In coastal storm upsets, the megalopolis, they call it, can be a battleground between cold air over land and relatively mild air over the Atlantic Ocean. They say depending on which winds out, the difference between a walloping snowstorm near the coast or a messy mix of precipitation, and they say intensifying low pressure systems can create their own cold air through a process called dynamic cooling that could counteract the warmer Atlantic air, allowing precipitation to remain in the form of snow. So not only do you have to, you know, account for variances on land, you have to account for variances, obviously, with the ocean. They say there's the track of the low and the 40-70 benchmark. They say determine if the cold air or milder Atlantic air will win. Meteorologists examine the track of the developing coastal storm, and this track is critical. And they say sometimes you can't get guidance until 24 hours of the storm's impact, within 24 hours. So there's something called a 40-70 benchmark, which means 40 degrees north latitude, 70 degrees west longitude. When cold air is available over the northeast, a low tracking through this general point, they say, on the globe is the sweet spot for developing a major snowstorm. If forecast guidance paints the low pressure track, it typically results in higher confidence of the forecast. Oh, and then, you know, they also talk about different tracks and things like that. So basically, you know, if you want to know if a storm is coming, what I would recommend is, just because I don't live in snow, but wintertime, if they think there's a storm, I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, start storing some food. I also recommend to everybody when it comes to chargers, because I remember Superstorm Sandy, a whole bunch of people had iPhones or smartphones, and they lost power. They went for days without power. Make sure you have a charger in your car. All right? For those of you that don't have electric cars, you could turn on your gas car, and you will have power in the car. I can't tell you how many times in a power outage I sat in my car to warm up. So if you could get a generator, that's great. But for those of you that really need to be, you know, connected to the internet, there are chargers for your cars that could plug in, even have outlets, and you could hopefully use your car and its electrical system. So, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is some breaking news. 11 soldiers have been injured at Fort Bliss after ingesting an unknown substance, according to the Army. Of those injured, 2 are in critical condition. Okay, this occurred in Fort Bliss, Texas, and nearly a dozen soldiers were injured after ingesting an unknown substance during a field training exercise. 11 people became ill after, quote, consuming a substance acquired outside of authorized food supply distribution channels. This is according to the Fort Bliss Public Affairs Office. 1 warrant officer, 2 non-commissioned officers, and 8 enlistees were injured in the incident. All 11 are currently under medical observation at William Beaumont Army Medical Center. They have been there since early Thursday afternoon. 2 people remain in critical condition. For any of you that are aware of some of the, you know, training exercises, if you know what that could have been that they could have ingested during the training exercise, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would definitely like some clarity on that. So we don't have much more news on what happened with the liquid nitrogen leak. That, I believe, happened yesterday at a Georgia poultry plant. 6 workers died. 11 more sent to the hospital. 3 still in critical condition. We don't know what caused the leak, but they had to close down schools and roads after that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not happy with some of the 40 executive orders signed by President Joe Biden in the last 9 days.
There's nothing green about a tsunami of pink slips for American workers or carting Canadian crude around in trucks and trains.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Friday. The White House coronavirus response team is keeping an eye on the still rising coronavirus death rate in the United States. CDC Director Rachel Walensky also notes that the virus mutations that they have forecasted are starting to spread.
We expected this, and this is why I feel compelled to underscore for you the need for each of us to remain steadfast in our commitment to taking all of the appropriate steps to protect ourselves and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Nicole Phelps, wife of swimmer Michael Phelps, says it's not been easy being in a relationship with someone who fights depression and suicidal tendencies. She tells NBC's Today Show that she's been looking for ways to support her husband and finally learned she can't take responsibility for him getting better.
I keep reminding Michael that I'm not here to judge him. I'm here to support him. I'm here to love him. I'm here open arms, and I'm not going to shame him. I'm not going to say you can't feel that way.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for joining us. We've been talking a lot about COVID, and many of you have been asking what's going on the flu front. And so joining us today is Dr. Casey Lafferty, Medical Director at Health First, who can kind of share with us what's been going on with flu. Dr. Lafferty, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about the flu and partner with Genentech on this.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And thank you guys for all you do. I tell you, with flu, it kills anywhere from, 20 to 60,000 a year. And we had a deadly flu season last year, but numbers kind of, got blurred. And this year we're finding a luckily, a dearth of flu cases. What are you seeing on your end?
So So right now where I'm at, and actually nationally, we are seeing low flu-like activity, but that doesn't mean things won't change. We're kind of in the middle of the season, and we need to remember that flu season can go all the way up until May. We can see spikes of flu A and then spikes of flu B or vice versa. So we need to kind of be on our toes and remember that this is a contagious virus. It's a serious virus. People end up in the hospital, and unfortunately, some people do die from this. And up to 45 million Americans annually can get this virus each year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we had a good, strong campaign for flu vaccination. Do you think that helped as well?
Oh, 100%. I'm a big proponent of the annual flu vaccine. The CDC is still recommending it, and it is approved for anybody 6 months of age or older who don't have a contraindication to getting it. It's definitely our best first line of defense against getting the flu.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We telemedicine has expanded and just, you know, exploded over the last couple of years. And when the COVID pandemic started, many people were calling in saying they had flu. And I'm like, can you go and get tested? They're like, no, I just like the Zofluza or just like the antiviral. Can you treat me? And we, thank God, have medications for flu. But I'm wondering if, you know, there's less cases being diagnosed as a result of people going to telemedicine and not being tested in person.
Yeah, no, that's definitely an interesting thing to think about, because some of our patients definitely don't want to come in because they don't want to get exposed to COVID. What we've kind of employed in my area is we have drive-through screening, so patients can get both the COVID and the flu testing. And if that shows up positive, we can treat them. I still encourage patients to call us within those first 48 hours of symptom onset, because you know, if they do have the flu, we want to get that antiviral, like you mentioned, Zofluza, for example, on board so that they can reduce the duration of their symptoms.
Exactly. We're speaking to Dr. Casey Lafferty, Medical Director at Health First. I love that you're a DO. I taught at an osteopathic medical school. Can you kind of tell us what, you know, how do some of the osteopathic principles help in the flu fight?
Well, I think the big principle that we always kind of reiterate to our patients and to our colleagues is, you know, treat the body as a whole. We don't want to band-aid that symptom. We want to kind of get to the reason or kind of get to why things are going on. So with flu, we definitely want to tackle it, and we want to get to the virus at its source, which I think is critical and is important, and as a DO is something I practice all the time.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I was trained in my family medicine program by a DO who taught us how to manipulate to help the lung function. And, you know, with flu, one of the biggest killers is pneumonia and, you know, respiratory compromise. So you definitely, you know, I'm envious because there's a lot more you could do, you know, for a patient than I can. But thank God there's great medications out there. So tell us about some of the antivirals.
So yeah, so there's antivirals out there. One in particular, Zofluza, is a single dose medication, which I really love that fact. It has a few side effects I do tell my patients about that were noted in some of the studies, and that was nausea, headache, sinusitis, bronchitis, and diarrhea. But it does help reduce symptom onset, and excuse me, not onset, duration for these patients. And it's for people who are 12 years of age or older right now. And it's not only approved for treatment of the flu, but it's also now, as of November, actually approved for what we call post-exposure prophylaxis. Or, you know, if you come into contact with somebody with the flu, we can help prevent you from getting it with this medication now.
Absolutely. Which is so important because, you know, as a family doctor, I'm a family doctor, when somebody would have the flu, it's kind of expensive to make everybody else come in and wait until they get the flu. Why not, you know, try and prevent it? And since we know that viruses, you know, can be easily spread, it can already start the process. Luckily, there's a low side effect profile that I'm very comfortable doing the preventative dosing.
Oh, yes, 100%. I'm a big fan of the side effect profile with the medication. And like you said, if, you know, for example, little Johnny goes to school and gets the good old flu from his friend and brings it home, and mom, you know, is not having symptoms at the moment, it's definitely important to get that on board for her and get that preventative treatment going so that she can kind of go about her day and do what she needs to do.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, do you think flu season is a little lower because the COVID virus is competing, or do you think it's that, you know, the social distancing measures and the masks? What's your take?
So I know they're still studying and researching as to why we're having low-level activity at the moment, but I definitely think what we're doing in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is kind of different things like mask wearing, social distancing, as you mentioned, and washing our hands and covering our mouth if we cough or sneeze, I definitely think that's playing a role. I think people are more hyper-aware this year, unlike other years before. So I definitely think that is a contributing factor. And we see people do that in other countries years before they were masking when they weren't feeling well. So, you know, maybe that's, you know, playing a factor into our low-level activity at the moment.
You know, many of my listeners had asked, you know, the difference between flu and COVID symptoms. I think flu comes on a little bit more abrupt, higher fever, seems to end quicker as opposed to COVID lingering. How do you describe to your patients, you know, the difference in symptoms between flu and COVID? Because there's some mild nuances.
Yeah, exactly kind of what you mentioned, the abruptness of the flu, the fever. People tend to have, we can see anything in the flu from, you know, just mild muscle aches or joint pains or things of that nature, all the way up into kind of stomach upset, nausea and vomiting, and those respiratory symptoms. So it, you know, it can be a little difficult to differentiate the two, especially when you have those more vague symptoms. But that's why we always try to recommend, if there is a way to test, to do so. And like I said, around where I'm at now, the great thing that we're utilizing is that drive-through. So we can kind of differentiate. And sometimes we're seeing patients with both, unfortunately, but it's good to know.
Exactly, exactly. So, what additional steps can, listeners take to prevent the flu or COVID and all these other sort of pathogens that are floating around right now?
Yeah, well, the vaccine itself for the flu is still our best first line of defense, and it's still not too late to get your shot. Now, that's specifically for the flu. There are obviously doing the COVID-19 vaccines as well. The CDC is recommending that you space any vaccines from that COVID-19 vaccine to about 14 days to let everything kick in and get your immune system running. But even this time of year, I'm telling patients, maybe I haven't seen them since August, if they come in, that they should get their flu vaccine, and that'll help prevent. And all of those things that we're doing already to help prevent ourselves from getting the flu, like that masking and social distancing, I mean, they're going to help for both things.
Exactly, exactly. So how can my listeners find out more information on Zofluza and what you do?
So for Zofluza specifically, you can go on Zofluza.com. That's Xofluza.com. That'll give you information on that medication, which is the first single-dose treatment for flu, as well as for prevention of flu for people 12 years of age or older. And they can also go on cdc.gov/flu if they just want to see what's going on nationally and locally regarding activity and tips to help out with the flu itself.
That is fantastic. Dr. Lafferty, thank you and everybody at Gentech and Health First. And I hope you have a safe rest of the season.
Thank you. You too. Take care and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Stepped outside for a couple minutes. Got a bunch of hail hitting me. Apparently, we have a little bitty hailstorm going on right now in southern Nevada. So, I know it's not what the, you know, back east deals with, but for us, we're like, man, break out the galoshes. So we're pretty happy, and the toboggans. So Novavax, while we had all these headlines on Johnson & Johnson and their 72% efficacy against moderate to severe COVID, globally 66% effective. And all there's a variety of data that we're getting from the Johnson & Johnson study. Novavax made headlines, and Novavax came out 89% effective. And you don't really see a lot of headlines. The stock just skyrocketed. So for those with Novavax stock, we're pretty excited about that. But the Novavax vaccine is 89% effective in late-stage clinical trials. Now, their participant, their clinical, their, I guess, patient sample size is only 18,000. So it's a lot smaller than what we saw with Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. That was 30-some to 40,000. But still, the results are looking pretty darn good. But what makes Novavax's vaccine very interesting is it looks like it seems to have more efficacy against the UK variant and the South African variant. Now, the South African variant of the coronavirus is the one that we have been expecting, even Dr. Fauci had said, to elude our current vaccination program. If Novavax says we got this one, then, you know, they could very easily become the front runner. For those of you that are betting people, you're probably trying to figure out which one to put all your money on. I wouldn't. I think, you know, it could change at any time. Somebody could have some reaction to one, and then it hits the news and the stocks drop. So I'd be very, very careful. I just invested in all of them. I just bought stock in all of them. But Novavax is doing really, really well with this latest study. Now, it's indicated from anywhere from 18 to 84 years old. So again, we still don't have a vaccine for kids. This is just studied in grown-ups right now. And they found 89% effectiveness in preventing COVID-19 illness. The company said only 62 participants contracted COVID-19, six of whom received the vaccine, the rest received placebo. So a failure rate of only six, not that bad. That's pretty darn good. In terms of side effect profile, we're hearing nope. Not a lot of side effects. Novavax did say that it appears to be 86% effective against the UK strain, the B1117. The UK strain has been a newer strain that came to America before we even realized there was a UK strain. And the UK strain differs from the current COVID strain because the spike proteins are different. There was a mutation, the N501Y mutation, that made this B1117 strain a little bit more wily and successful in infecting somebody. So the UK strain is more infectious. We don't think it's more lethal, but we do think it's more infectious. And so the COVID and the Pfizer vaccines were tested on older strains. We don't know how much of the UK strain the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine were tested on during clinical studies, trials. So sometimes the later ones, the people in the race that are a little later, might actually make it to the finish line because they've been able to benefit from time and the changes that COVID has gone through. You know, Moderna right now is working on a booster such that it could fight the South African strain that has already been found in America and South Carolina. So the South African strain is supposed to be even more elusive to the vaccines. We're being told that this strain may have efficacy against the South African strain. The vaccine was less effective, but still, we had more results with this than we did with others. So, and the South African study included some volunteers with HIV. So the vaccine appeared to be 60% effective in the HIV population. Now, again, this isn't as big a study or big a clinical trial as the Pfizer or Moderna, but with the Novavax, it's definitely promising. So how does the Novavax vaccine differ? So again, to repeat myself, with Pfizer and Moderna, it's a little mRNA, it's a little piece of genetic material in a lipid bubble that gets injected. Muscle cell has to take it in, lipid goes away, the mRNA has instructions to tell the cell to make spike proteins, the cell makes spike proteins, and our immune system can recognize those spike proteins for when COVID comes. The Novavax is a little different. The Novavax is man-made COVID spike proteins. It's not COVID. It won't get you sick. But it is actually little man-made pieces of the virus that's injected to hopefully prompt an immune response. Now, when they made these, you know, man-made spike proteins, were they using, you know, UK spike proteins? Were they using, you know, South African variant? No, it was, these were, you know, developed from the, you know, from the previous circulating strain. So, pretty promising, pretty cool stuff. Now, some of you have asked, Miss Katie on Twitter has asked me to talk about the double masking. Do I feel double masking works? Well, the CDC is not currently recommending double masking, but they're starting to study it. And I'm looking at this going, are you kidding me? All right? The problem with the double masking is we are just kicking the can down the road. And we are assuming that, you know, people are going to be using halfway, you know, face barriers. And we're going to try to figure out how to make those gaiters or scarves or thin face coverings, you know, protective against a virus. And the CDC is studying this. I almost wish they would just put the money out to giving everybody N95 masks. All right. We have a petition, by the way. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook. There's a website to ask Congress to just, if they're going to be spending $1.9 trillion, to put money to the N95 masks. But we're being told that the CDC now is going to be looking at double masking. Right now, they do not recommend double masking. But they are going to be doing a study because Dr. Fauci had talked about, well, you know, two masks might be better than one. In fact, I saw a report yesterday that some experts are talking about triple masking. Now, mind you, when I was in training and we had to take care of somebody with tuberculosis or we had to take care of somebody that had, you know, a pretty vicious pneumonia, you know, some of us would put two masks on. I've double masked. It's hard to breathe in double masking, but I've done it. And, you know, if I didn't have a shield and I didn't have full-on PPE, you put on a couple masks, you put on some goggles, you do what you can. And also masks get wet, and when a mask gets wet, unfortunately, you know, when I delivered a baby and the whole thing exploded, I wasn't even wearing a mask. And even if I was, it still would have gotten in my mouth. I mean, that was horrible. It just, she came into labor pretty quickly, the bag, she was basically delivering the bag, the amniotic sac, and obviously the baby came with it, whole thing exploded all over me, and it got in my mouth, and amniotic fluid tastes like the Pacific Ocean. It was horrible tasting. Tasted like very salty. It was horrible. But, you know, if I had worn one of those, you know, little thin paper, little thin surgical masks, maybe I would have gotten less, but I probably still would have gotten it. It was like biggest water balloon ever to hit my face. So, you know, doctors have double masks. Nurses have double masks. I mean, it's not, you know, that shocking, earth-shattering to think. But it's just, you know, we barely were able to get people to wear regular masks. I mean, it has taken an act of Congress to basically get people to put one mask on. But I'm noticing people are putting underwear on their face. They're using plastic bags. I mean, if I forget a mask, I'm going like this. That's not proper. Give everybody the N95 mask. That's really what they need. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.